the Skagway Borough Assembly prohibits combining two mobile homes into a single structure. And the Department of Environmental Conservation extends the public comment period on a set of permits for mineral exploration in the Chilkat Valley. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Due to a mistake in its public notice, Alaska's Department of Environmental Conservation, or DEC, has extended the public comment period on a controversial mineral exploration project in the Chilkat Valley. Constantine Metal Resources has applied for permits to manage wastewater and waste rock during the excavation of a 2,000-meter access tunnel at the Palmer Project. Wednesday was the deadline to submit comments on the permits. However, comments submitted by mail bounced back to senders because DEC failed to list a PO box on its public notice. The state agency has extended the deadline by 15 days to allow for any returned mail to be resent to DEC. The Palmer Project has been a contentious subject in the Chilkat Valley. While some are excited about potential economic benefits of the project, others are concerned about the impact that mining could have on habitat for spawning salmon. Dozens of comments submitted by email, including a letter from the Haynesboro, requested more time to review Constantine's permit application. Written comments on the proposed permit must be submitted no later than May 30th. Comments can be submitted by mail or email to Kyle Mazzell at DNR's Office of Project Management and Permitting. Visit khns.org for more info. The Skagway Borough Assembly approved a prohibition on joining two mobile units to create a single structure at a meeting last week. The issue came before the Assembly because there have been complaints about the aesthetic of the makeshift duplexes. Tom Hall is a Skagway resident who has been constructing such a structure. During the meeting Thursday, he said that creating a duplex with two mobile units is a response to demand.
I think everybody in here can agree there's a housing shortage. Two, I think everybody can agree that it's very, very expensive to have a home built here from scratch.
Orion Hansen agreed that developing more residential units does help the housing crunch. The buildings are up to city code and housing standards. However, he raised concerns that developing vacant lots with these kinds of duplexes is not a sustainable solution.
And if these are the structures that are going to be put in there as a duplex, what's the value of that going to be in 20 or 30 years? Is that going to be something that can be sold, that someone else could get a mortgage for and own and live in? And I think that's very, very unlikely.
The Assembly ultimately approved the prohibition on joining mobile homes. However, it was amended to only apply to lots south of 15th Avenue. The Assembly also acknowledged that the prohibition would not affect existing building permits. During the meeting, the Assembly also allocated $33,000 in funding to research the potential for developing a local ferry authority. In addition, they discussed hiring a new interim borough manager until a permanent borough manager can be hired. Tom Healy, Skagway's current interim manager, will leave the position after the first week of June. The deadline to enter the Path to Prosperity Small Business Development Competition is fast approaching. Last year, Mud Bay Lumber Company, a business in Haynes, won the competition. KRBD's Maria Dudzak spoke to Ashley Snooks of Spruce Root, the nonprofit that sponsors the competition, and has this report.
Spruce Root, with offices in Juneau and Sitka, serves all of Southeast Alaska. The nonprofit offers free business coaching, small business loans, and runs the Path to Prosperity Sustainable Business Competition. Snooks is Spruce Root's program manager. She says any entrepreneur or existing small business owner in Southeast looking to start or grow a business is invited to apply for the Path to Prosperity program. A panel of judges reviews applications and selects 12 finalists.
Those 12 finalists will receive an all-expense-paid trip to Juneau, where they come for our boot camp. It's three intense days with mentors and experts working on your business. And then from there, those 12 finalists go on to put together full business plans, which they submit for the chance to win one of two $25,000 awards. to grow and build their business.
Snooks says even if a finalist doesn't win, the boot camp is invaluable.
The boot camp is an amazing experience. We bring in regional, state, and national experts to work with these small business owners. And the days are intense, but you get to work on everything from marketing to financial projections to analyzing the strategy of your business. It's a really great experience.
Snooks says it's easy to apply, and applicants don't need to have a business plan or fully developed idea. 6 questions are asked.
The first 3 questions are really just asking you about your idea. Why is there a problem? How are you uniquely solving it?
She says the next 3 questions ask about sustainability principles. Snooks says Spruce Root wants applicants to consider the triple bottom line: profits, people, and place. As an example, she spoke about one of the 2018 winners, Mud Bay Lumber Company.
For them, sustainability looks like trying to have zero waste from every log that they cut down. That has an environmental element to it, but there's also a people element to that. From the extra that they have from the logs, they actually have a small pile of lumber that's available for community members to come pick up free logs. And so they're thinking about not just their profit, but the people in the place as well.
Snooks says she can review applications before submission and provide feedback on what the judges are looking for. She says the goal of the competition is to encourage small business development in Southeast. The Path to Prosperity competition is in its 7th year and so far has awarded $460,000 to Southeast Alaska small businesses. The deadline to apply is 11:59 p.m. on May 31st. In Ketchikan, I'm Maria Dudzak.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.